Welcome to Chapter 9 in Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. If you've ever been on a first date with someone you're interested in, then you've been in the persuasion business. You put your best self forward with that other person, trying to persuade that person that you're likable. And meanwhile, you're the subject of persuasion by that person across the table from you, who may be trying to persuade you to keep going or to just go away. So, we're all in the persuasion business, but some in media have persuasion as a full-time job. Chapter 9 in Doing Ethics in Media is about the ethics of persuasion and also propaganda. It's part of the fourth question, what's it worth, in our 5 W's and H list. You may be asking yourself, why would they put the word propaganda in a chapter on mass media ethics? Indeed, some people see propaganda as bad. Well, maybe not necessarily. As we'll discuss in Chapter 9, we live in a world where everybody is a persuader, and propaganda may be part of that persuasion. There's value in persuasive arguments, but as we discuss the question what it's worth, the value of persuasion may sometimes conflict with other values, such as truth or the goals of democracy. The chapter begins by asking you what you think about the pros and cons of persuasion. You may be a person that believes a free market should rule, that people can make up their own minds and find the truth. Or you may be a person who thinks that the government should protect us from persuaders who would manipulate us and shout out competitors. Or you may be somewhere in between. Then there's that word propaganda, which is a word we should not take lightly. As the chapter says, all of us are subjects of propaganda and persuasion, and that is a good thing, and that is a bad thing. The ethical questions are about the tactics that people use and whether people in the audience know they are being subjected to propaganda and have the power to respond. Regardless of what you think about persuasion, it's true that persuasion and propaganda play a huge role in our democratic way of life. The marketplace of ideas that we discussed in Chapter 3 is a place filled with arguments and counterarguments. Moreover, propaganda and persuasion give us the mental shortcuts we need to make quick decisions and to hold modern society together. If you're a public relations or advertising student, this chapter helps you think about the values and the conflicts that are inherent in being a persuader, values such as truth, accountability, transparency. You'll have to think about the conflicts you may face in your loyalties, to your client, to your audience, to yourself. If you're a journalism student in this class, this chapter's about you too. Your job involves filtering the messages that you receive from persuaders. If you're not careful, though, you can become a propagandizer, someone who sometimes doesn't realize that you're spreading your own prejudices and biases and oversimplifying complicated information. And when you use social media, you take shortcuts to fill the space, and you may use memes that become propaganda if you're not careful. The bottom line of Chapter 9 is to remind you that you can't get away from persuasive messages, and that no matter who you are or what you do, you are a persuader yourself. And while it takes some careful thought, you can be an ethical persuader.